Friday, September 28th, 2012. I'm Alex Jones. Strap yourselves in for another original teleprompter-free edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Straight ahead, the second coming of the Obama phone.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, a sniper bullet ends an investigation of Al-Qaeda in Syria. Then, the ATF is caught racially profiling Hispanic gun owners. And UC Davis hits students with pepper spray, then douses them with cash. All that and...
I don't know why you're looking at me. You need to be at work so you can pay for my health care. I love it.
Coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Our first piece tonight, well, has me between agony and ecstasy, because it's very, very sad to see these people begging and pleading Obama in just the last few days and weeks, but also 4 years ago, believing they're going to get free houses, free cars, free gas, and then 4 years later getting nothing but devalued dollars and free phones. It was an existing federal program, but Obama has radically expanded it from a few million a year to $1.6 billion a year, the Washington Post is reporting, where people who qualify with low income or welfare can get unlimited phones. You just line up, and they give you these track phones. And the companies, they're really making money off the corporate welfare. Now, where does the money come from? That's why I want to cry. It comes from those of us that pay for cell phones or any type of telecommunications. There's a fee on there. There's a whole bunch of different fees that go to corporations and groups. The big telecoms get money to pay for the NSA spy hubs they've got to put in. That comes out of the money. But the rest of the money goes to give cell phones to the poor and the working poor so they can be surveilled by the NSA and also get messages from Obama. He now breaks into phones and sends these, you know, political messages to people that he claims aren't political. But here is a compilation of the famous Obama phone lady that's gone viral the last 2 days since the Drudge Report posted it, and some of the other more recent cases where they're asking in Detroit on the radio to a woman, hey, where'd that money come from, that welfare money? She says, oh, it came from, you know, Detroit. It came from the state. It came from Obama. Well, where'd that come from? Oh, it came from, I don't know where it came from. The federal government takes our money and then sends it back to the states to social engineer and to make people dependent. It's one thing if they just gave people money or gave them tax incentives. You can debate whether that's good or not, but it is still stealing from somebody else. But decades of welfare, well, it's taken the black community from less than 10% illegitimate to over 90%. Did you know prior to 1960, you can look these numbers up, blacks had less illegitimacy than whites? By the way, whites have got off the chart illegitimacy. Hispanics, you name it. They're destroying our society by design. If you're a single parent, hey, that's fine. I'm not judging you. But they want to have you a single parent because now the state is basically your daddy, your mommy. All right, let's go to the compilation by Darren McBreen. And by the way, we ran out of time right before show. We have dozens of these. And you know, I called for McBreen to look into this today and for listeners to send us clips because I knew I'd seen a lot of these in the last few years, but I couldn't find them. They've been erased off the web. We were able to find some more next Monday we're going to have. But here is part one of the ugly truth of dependency and Obama agreeing. Oh, yeah, honey, you're going to get a house and a kitchen. And, of course, it turned out the woman got nothing. And people saying, oh, thank you, Mr. Obama, like he's God. They really believe this guy is going to deliver all this to him. He might have delivered some free phones to people to keep track of them, you know, that cost 20, 30 bucks a piece or whatever. But he did not, repeat, he did not give you all the free houses and free cars. But he did give tens of trillions of dollars to foreign offshore banks that financed him. So here is the compilation of the last 4 years of these sad people.
Obama. You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
So sad. How do you give you a phone?
You sign up if you're
the face of slavery, the face of domestication.
You got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone.
Do more.
How do you give you a phone?
You sign up if you're on full stamps.
Early Wednesday for this. Her emotions ran high following Obama's speech.
It was the most memorable time of my life. It was a touching moment. Because I never thought this day would ever happen. I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage. You know, if I help him, he's going to help me.
Know today how much money you're getting?
No, I won't, but I'm waiting for a phone call.
Where's the money coming from?
I believe it's coming from the city of Detroit, or the state.
Where did they get it from?
Some funds that was given by Obama.
And where did Obama get the funds?
Obama might have gotten the funds from, I have no idea. Tell you the truth, he's the president.
Why are you here?
To get some money.
What kind of money?
Obama money.
Where's it coming from?
Obama.
And where did Obama get it?
I don't know. His stash. I don't know. I don't know where he got it from. But he's giving it to us to help us. We love him. That's why we voted for him.
Oh, this is such a blessing to see you, Mr. President. Thank you for taking time out of your day. Oh, gracious God, thank you so much.
Oh, gracious God.
Now, the second thing is that you will actually benefit from the tax breaks that we're talking about, so you'll be able to keep a little bit of extra money because we're going to offset your payroll tax. That's going to help. We want to make it easier for you to afford going to college by giving you this refundable tax credit for your tuition. We've got to make sure that we are giving them a pathway so that they can educate themselves and go as far as their dreams take them. Thank you very much, Fort Myers. I appreciate you.
I have another one in my pocket, too.
Baltimore City resident Monique Crawford has plenty of cell phones.
I have about like 6 in my purse now.
And a few more at home.
Each and every one of these phones work. At home, I know I have about 30, and all of them are on.
But how did she manage to amass such a cellular jackpot?
How long did it take you to get all these phones?
5-10 minutes to get this one just now. And I walked out with this one just now.
Well, partly thanks to you. That's because anyone who pays a cell phone bill also subsidizes the phones filling up Monique's purse.
All right.
Courtesy of a charge buried in your monthly bill.
That's right.
Called a universal access fee.
I want to hit pause there for a moment and then back it up to this lady here. Because these are pitiful clips. We can sit here and laugh at the guy going, oh, thank you, God, for Obama. We can laugh at the lady going, I got Obama phone. She sounds like a crazy Muppet. But it's sad. It's sad. And this is happening to every group, every culture. It is so sick because they want to have the people dependent so they control them. They brag about it. Margaret Sanger, all of them. I mean, these are monsters, and they know what they're doing. And then this poor woman, you know, the government shipping our jobs overseas when they pay for people's tuitions. It's driving up the overall prices. They pay for illegal aliens to get in-state tuition. But citizens are treated like crap. I mean, this is so disgusting. And then I see this clip from the campaign in 2008 where the woman in Florida, and this was happening all over the campaign trail, said, I need a kitchen. I need a bigger house. And Obama's like, you're going to get it. And, of course, it came out years later. The woman got nothing. It's so sad because she's a sweet old lady and she's desperate and she really thinks the government's going to take care of her. And they make the poor welfare people take all those vaccines. Cancer rates are just exploding. I mean, they are hurting people so bad and they've got this front man, Obama. It is just so sick. Let's go to this pitiful, pitiful old lady who really thought they had women collapsing when he'd tell them, I'm going to give it to you, baby. And he would sit there and agree with them. It is just disgusting. Disgusting to steal money from one group and give it to another. But it's even worse to sit there and get people to support you in big government when you're really keeping people on a modern reservation or plantation. Obama is a front man for the slave masters. Here it is.
Employment and homelessness, a very small vehicle for my family and I deliver it. We need urgent. And the housing authority have 2 years waiting list. And we need something more than the vehicle and the parks to go to. We need our own kitchen and our own bathroom. Please help.
Well, what's your name? What's your name?
It's Henrietta Hughes.
Oh, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you. But there are a lot of people like you. And we're going to do everything we can. All right? But I'll have my staff talk to you after the town hall. All right? All right.
I think the trick is figuring out how do we structure government systems that pool resources and hence facilitate some redistribution, because I actually believe in redistribution, at least at a certain level, to make sure that everybody's got a shot.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, my fellow humans that want freedom, regardless what race, color, creed, religion you are, if you want freedom and you want justice, then we're brothers and sisters. That is disgusting. And it came out in the news. We're covering part two next week. That woman never got jack crap. She's like, I just would like a small car, small family car, and I would like a small kitchen. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do what we can for you. And he would tell other women, I mean, the clips are out there. Yeah, you're gonna get it. That other guy. Yeah, you're gonna get it. Oh, thank you. Turned out that guy got nothing. They've gone back and tracked. The point is, with an industrial society, you can have basically unlimited wealth. The globalists under Agenda 21, they state it. We've done the reports. We've shown you the clips. They want to destroy wealth. They want to make you poor so you're dependent on them so they can dumb you down. And that's what they're doing. That's what they want. It's a fact. Since big government, since the great society, since all this, we don't live as long. Our IQs are lower. It's not just the education. They're poisonous with fluoride in the water and everything else. GMO. By the way, a big victory just in. Tonight, California has passed Proposition 37 to mandate labeling. $24 million was spent by Monsanto and other giants. Their average contribution on the side against the proposition was $600,000. It was 40 contributors. There were tens of millions of contributors in California just to say, hey, label that this corn grows its own pesticide and kills rats that eat it. But we're supposed to eat it. Anyway, side issue. Obama, of course, is the biggest lobbyist for Monsanto. And he's shutting down the marijuana dispensaries he promised he wouldn't. And he's launching more wars. And he's arresting reporters that whistleblow. The guy's a damn monster. Am I saying Mitt Romney's going to save us? No. But, I mean, the fact that so-called liberals believe that the so-called left wants to take care of you is a bunch of bull. And I'm tired of it. And it makes me sick. Does she know they've got incentives for 30 years to make sure our jobs leave? Does she know we've lost 40 years of wealth or more back to 1967 numbers? Shadow stats, John Williams, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, other economists have broken it down. We're racing backwards, and not by accident. It's all in the policy reports, and Obama's meant to accelerate that, and if you throw him out, well, Romney then, he still implements it, just gives you rhetoric so everybody thinks everything's okay. Well, everything's not going to be okay just because you elect a white man, America. I'm going to put the shoe on the other foot. In fact, can you guys queue up KRS-One? I want to play a clip of that. Or even better, Professor Griff from the Obama deception 3.5, almost 4 years ago, pointing out, hey, you think just because you elect a black man, everything's going to be all right. You're wrong. Think again. We'll play that clip right now.
Now, a lot of times we don't want to know the issue.
Right.
We don't want to know the issue. We feel, what do you call this thing where you get this false sense of gratification, but because a black man is in office, everything's going to be all right. No, everything's not going to be all right.
Yeah.
Until you look into the agenda and what the Democratic Party has been about, is about, and will be about, regardless if Barack Obama is the president or not. And that's real.
Barack Obama is the perfect Trojan horse.
All right, there's the clip of Professor Griff right there. And again, I'll tell the conservatives out there, you think everything's going to be all right if you just go out and elect Mitt Romney? Think again. Just because you elect a white man doesn't mean everything's going to be all right. And it's the same thing. It's the character of their deeds. It's what they actually stand for. And both men are paid for. You think the pathetic people on welfare four or five generations are a sad joke? Well, let me tell you, what's really sad is the big slick mega bank psychos that get tens of trillions of your tax money. You never hear about that on Neocon Talk Radio, do you? And they're the ones that actually administer the welfare programs. They're the ones like Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan that make the money off of it. Now, here is something a little bit lighter of the clips. This is Glozell, an amazing comedian with hundreds of millions of views on YouTube. I really look forward to getting Glozell on the show. This has been pretty depressing, but let's have something fun. She did this a little piece we're about to show a few months ago. And it, you know, it's par for the course what we see out there in reality, but at least she can take these painful realities and make a joke out of them. Because I said, this is between ecstasy and agony. This stuff's funny at one level, but very, very sad at another. So here's a few clips from her popular YouTube channel.
I don't know why you're looking at me. You need to be at work so you can pay for my health care. I love it. Yes, I do. I'm getting health care. Ain't got no job. I love America. I love me some America. Me and my seven children. All seven of my children gonna get some health care now. Showing up. Sign the bill, honey. Sign the bill. Love President Obama. Yes, I do. I love President Obama. And guess what? And guess what? I voted for him. Do you want to know why I voted for him? Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why? Because he's black. He black. Yes, I said it. I said it again. I voted for him because he was black.
Hey, who's the actor? As soon as I get off air, I'll remember his name. I'm teleprompter free. Who's the black actor that plays one of the Jedis in episode 1, 2, and 3? Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah, I mean, I love him in Pulp Fiction and all those movies. And people won't believe it. Pull up Samuel L. Jackson. I voted for Obama because he's black, and I'll vote for him again. I mean, that is just crazy. So she's there illustrating absurdity by being absurd. But there's real videos on YouTube we found where people are really saying they're going to vote for Obama because he's black, he's black, he's black, he's black, he's black. A lot of white people in record numbers voted for Obama just to prove they weren't racist. Man, I tell you, how about the discrimination that the taxes in this country are much higher if you try to build something here than overseas in China or India? How about our government writing laws to incentivize that our industry shuts down? How about that? I mean, it's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy that they divide and conquer us this way. And it kind of ruins it because I like Samuel L. Jackson. And then it ruins it now when I see him in a movie just thinking what an idiot he is. It's like Matt Damon being funded by the Saudis and others that's come out to put out anti-oil drilling a movie in the U.S. And I'm not saying all those practices are good, but the point is that I like Matt Damon, and now I absolutely hate him. You know, it's, I know. I've gotten to meet him a few times, talked to him on the phone, got to know him. I shouldn't even probably tell the story, but people like Sean Penn, great actor. And then he goes and says, Hugo Chavez is a great guy. I mean, it just totally bums you out that so many people that you admire and think are great actors take George Clooney, great actor. Either he's dumber than a box of rocks or he's sold out to the establishment and poses as a liberal. These are not liberals. These causes are evil. And I'm done talking about it. I'm done. Let's move on now to the next section. We've heard from a lot of people, including Professor Griff. Let's go now to the next piece of news and information here. I want Glozell on the show. That's my final comment. I mean, we need to spray paint that on the wall, but I want to get her on the show ASAP because I love it. I love it. I-L-O-V-E-T. Love it. All right. Anyways, that's enough of that. Richard Pryor, ladies and gentlemen, right there. She's the female Richard Pryor. What to go to next here? This is a disgusting article that I saw up on DrudgeReport.com today, and it came from Infowars.com by Steve Watson. Almost half of all Americans support domestic surveillance drones. Yeah, and it turned out Nielsen ratings are fake, folks. I don't believe that, but that's what they're saying. According to a survey conducted by the Associated Press, the National Constitution Center, 44% support the idea of police using unmanned aerial vehicles to track suspects and carry out investigations. Only 36% said they strongly oppose or somewhat oppose police use of drones, according to the survey. Well, do you support them surveilling you without a warrant? That's the issue. That's the big issue. We'll continue to track that. The military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about is taking this country over. They're taking your tax dollars over. That's the really big corporate welfare that people aren't discussing. And that's why they want you dumbed down, the Rand Corporation and others, so that you're too dumbed down and too drunk on bread and circuses to ever realize that you're being screwed. Press TV journalist killed by sniper was investigating Turkey sending al-Qaeda terrorist into Syria. That's from NSBC. Killing of journalist Maya Nasir in Damascus, possibly tied to investigation into Turkey war crimes. And Turkey's, it's on record now, they're shipping al-Qaeda in, who we're told are the great heroes there blowing up that country. They already turned Libya over to them as well. They lined up tens of thousands of blacks and machine gunned them because those Arab groups over there, some of those groups are racist towards blacks. And it's like, hey, if blacks can't be in Africa, where can they be? But the liberals that support the war, they said, hell yeah, but this is really, it's love bombs. I mean, Obama is part African, so it's all right. It's like if a black guy kills a black guy, it's good. Because it's not racist, and that's what matters. Okay, let's go on. UC Davis students win $1 million settlement for being pepper sprayed. You remember the guy walking around? Turns out that guy makes like $100,000+ a year. Well, I mean, that gives a new definition to the term pig. Oh, yeah, and later on he had to file for bankruptcy. That wasn't enough for him. So now they had to pay more taxpayer money because peaceful protesters are sitting there. And this guy walks around spraying pepper spray on them. I mean, hell, our media doesn't criticize China running over people with steamrollers. Maybe he just should have done that and he wouldn't have gotten in trouble. On November 18th, students gathered to protest against raising tuition costs and reduced services. Each of 21 students and former students will receive $30,000 in personal written apology from Chancellor. Hey, how about you just honor the First Amendment. All over the country, they're arresting people for chalk on the sidewalk. And I got busy this week, but I'm going out next week and doing it. Or maybe this weekend I'll go out and do it and film it. We'll have that for you on Monday, InfoWars Nightly News. Let's shift gears now. The world is waking up to the New World Order. Amazing street art out in California. I want to do a write-up on this guy coming up in our next InfoWars magazine issue. Speaking of that, there's a great stormtrooper somebody spray-painted in downtown Austin. That's got InfoWars.com on the leg. That's actually on our Twitter channel. And here's a time-lapse video of the anti-Illuminati graffiti artist, Mir One, taking a stab at waking folks up. And he is painting these babies all over the place. I think this is over in, is it in England? It says across the pond. Man, that is awesome right there. It says the New World Order is the enemy of humanity. And he's a listener. And we are just proud of how many fellow, pro-team humanity. I'm not on Team America. I'm not on Team Europe. I'm not on Team Africa. I'm not on Team China. I'm not on Team Israel. I'm not on Team Iran. I'm on Team Humanity. And America and our Bill of Rights and Constitution is the best blueprint for Team Humanity. Does that mean it's ever been fully implemented? No. But we know we're going in the opposite direction today. And I don't like it. So there is that time lapse of that. The rest is up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Now, this is a big one. ATF, this is breaking at InfoWars.com by Don Salazar. ATF racially profiling Hispanic gun owners. And the ATF admits that they racially profile. We recorded their spokesman today admitting all this. That they've now added since July, are you Hispanic or Latino, as a whole separate question on the forms. And then if you buy a gun and are Hispanic, they run you through a database of gangs and drug cartels. So that's like saying there's some Aryan Nation gangs in prisons. So I'm white and I go in to buy a gun. Is it going to say, be sure and mark, are you white? Because we're going to run you through a criminal database because you're white. I mean, this is just unbelievable. By the way, they do run veterans through there. They ask if you're a veteran. They're running that through a database. And if they say you had a post-traumatic stress deal, The law says you got to be a felon to be barred having a gun, but now they're like, you're a veteran, you can't have jack squat as well. So Hispanics and then veterans, that's everybody. Well, I mean, you're just bad. But it's liberal because Obama did it. And he gave Obama phones out, so it makes it okay. And our next report here is Dan Bondi on the street. He went down with our other reporters. This is part two of a report we filed Dan Ortiz's last night, where Dan decided to do a man on the street. He showed in the Fed protesters, it's not Fed, it's not a reserve, it's a foreign banking cartel, but it's named Federal Reserve, so it must be. I mean, Federal Express is federal, federal ammunition, federal plumbers, federal carpeting, it's all federal. I could change my name to Federal Reserve. Legally, I could do that. You can change your name to whatever you want, and then I could be like, hey, I'm federal. And I'm reserve, and it's true, because, well, that's my name. there's a lot of camouflage out there in the world. So here is Dan Bondi's excellent report, the Big D, and then we will come back with the quote of the day, and then I'm going to come back and break down how Agenda 21 works, how the environmentalists want to chop down trees and ruin swimming holes in your area for the earth, because trees hurt the earth. That's coming up, but here's Dan Bondi's report.
Hi, Dan Bondi in San Antonio, Texas, standing on a property we used to be called the Federal Reserve. We're live at a protest, and what we're going to do today is going to ask the people in the protest what the government calls terrorists and conspiracy theorists. We're going to question their knowledge on the Federal Reserve. Then later, we're going to go over to the Alamo and question the general public on the same questions about the Federal Reserve. Hi, I want to ask you five questions on the Federal Reserve. One, what is the Federal Reserve?
The Federal Reserve is a private banking cartel that has the a charter to issue America's money through debt to our Treasury Department.
It's a government-created cartel that got a bunch of bankers together so they can print paper and steal our wealth.
The Federal Reserve is a private for-profit bank that was started up in 1913.
The Federal Reserve is actually not federal at all. Its origins are as per the 1913 law, which was put through Congress on miraculously a day when part of most of Congress, probably 80% of Congress, was absent. And it was pushed through as legislation in order to guard or hedge against an economic depression of the type that we had prior.
The Federal Reserve is a private institution that prints money, usually not for interests of Americans, more for foreign banks and I'd like to say the establishment's agenda. What they do is, like I said, they print money that's backed by nothing. They raise inflation rates. They raise the cost of living for the middle class.
A private international banking cartel?
Basically, is a private banking institution that was founded in 1913, and it basically controls our money.
And you just answered all three of the first three questions. And what year was the Federal Reserve established in the United States?
The Federal Reserve Charter was established on December 23rd, 1913.
1913, one of those 13 unlucky number years.
1913, I believe.
It was established in 1913.
Is the Federal Reserve a federal or private company?
It's a private banking cartel.
Definitely private.
It's a private company, a bunch of bankers.
Private corporation.
Very much private.
Contrary to most people's belief, just because it says federal, it is not a federal entity at all. It's a private corporation.
And recently, the Fed announced QE3. What is QE3?
QE3 is, it's basically money debasement through the institution of $40 billion a month through the toxic mortgage assets department that's going to be pumped into the American economy.
It's where they're going to print a bunch more bucks that are going to devalue the money you got out here already.
The implementation of more fiat money into the money system that will devalue the dollar as it stands.
As Bernanke has announced, QE3 is actually going to be producing or pumping $40 billion worth of money into the economy every month.
As quantitative easing, I believe they're going to start the process of printing even more money than they've already been printing. And like I said, it's going to
only start to raise inflation rates. It's basically their failed strategy to try and ease the economic downturn that we're seeing and the devaluation of the dollar.
And final question, could you name two of the three major banking families that were at Jekyll Island that helped push the Federal Reserve?
Of course, there was the Morgans and the Rothschilds.
Let's see, there's the Schiff family, the Warburgs, the Rockefellers.
Well, there would be the Rothschild family banking, and that would be, J.P. Morgan, I believe, is also owned by the Queen.
Morgan. The Rockefellers, I believe, I'm thinking the Rothschilds.
Yeah, the Red Skulls, which go by the Rothschild family, J.P. Morgan.
The Rothschilds, definitely. Morgan, as in Chase Morgan Bank.
We just moved over to the Alamo. Now we're going to ask the general public the same questions we asked the people at the end of the Fed rally. Hi, can you tell me what the Federal Reserve is?
No, I cannot.
No, I have no idea.
Not at the moment.
Yes, the central banks.
It's the bank for the government.
It's a bank. It's a bank or unity.
Do you know what year they were established?
1920.
1800s?
Around 1840.
Well, now I do, 1913.
No, I do not.
I think, was it 1913 or 1915?
1913, yep. Is the Federal Reserve private or federal?
Federal.
Private.
Federal.
It's a federal, but it's private banks.
You would figure it's federal, but more likely it's private.
Federal.
Recently, the federal government announced QE3. It's all over the news. QE3, do you know what that is?
I do not.
A load of bull.
No.
No, actually, I don't.
I have no idea. I haven't heard of QE3 yet.
Last question. Can you name two of the three major banking families that were at Jekyll Island that helped push along the Federal Reserve in the United States?
I couldn't answer that one.
I'll give you one. Rockefellers.
Like I said, I couldn't give you any of them.
I don't know, actually.
I do not know. No. Lynch, Merrill, and I don't know. IBC?
No, sir, I cannot.
Was it Rockefellers and Rothschilds?
And as you can see, folks, the terrorist protesters we interviewed are smarter than the general public when it comes to the Federal Reserve. And this is Dan Bedondi reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, as you can see, people that know the Federal Reserve is private and has occupied this country and taken us over, they're informed. But then you go talk to the general public. One guy knew who some of the shareholders of the Federal Reserve was, and I said, wow, somebody knew? They go, no, they actually heard Bedondi informing somebody when they didn't know. So no one on the street of San Antonio knew that there's private shareholders of the Federal Reserve, except for the people protesting the Fed. And we're the extremists. I mean, being informed is bad. Here is the quote of the day. The decade of the 1990s was meant to have been the one in which a new world international order, free of the polar rivalry of earlier days, was to have been established. Jonathan Winston Howard, March 13, 2003, in a national address to the Australian Parliament. And that is Mr. Howard, who's pushed through carbon taxes there and is now scurried off to some new job. So there you go. It was meant to be the decade. They admit, David Rockefeller admits, all of them, they're about a decade behind. That's why they're accelerating everything fast right now. It is not all a foregone conclusion they can take over. But just like the Federal Reserve isn't federal, local environmental groups in your area are all globalist run. And we've never found one that isn't. Because you got to own the environmental movement to stop real environmentalists being able to stop problems and use environmentalism to power grab. So when we come back, the lies, the deception, the chicanery in Austin, Texas, as we're told, trees must be chopped down so they can build condos on them to save the earth. But then they tell you, you can't build on your land. See, it's about we build, and if you don't like it, a SWAT team is going to drop by. We're going to have an in-studio guest when we come back. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars Nightly News. Wow.
Christy Hightower here with PlanetInfoWars.com to give you a quick update on what's going on the site. Now, Alex says it all the time. You are the resistance. And if you're watching this broadcast right now, you're already making the effort to educate yourself. Now, I'm asking you to make the effort to get involved. And what better place and what better time than now to join PlanetInfoWars.com. Now, I want to put this out there. You don't have to be a member to see some of the articles and the missions that I'm going to mention. But obviously, you can get involved and you can see comments and you can be more active if you're a member. So PlanetInfoWars.com. But on that note, I wanted to move into this article written by PlanetInfoWars user Exilus. It really struck a chord with me because, here, let me read that first line to you. It says, "You've severed ties with friends whose time is no longer worth your own because they have made it clear they are too attached with the false reality they've grown up with and fed on a daily basis." Now, you can go finish this. It's titled Woes of the Awakened, and it's in the offbeat category. So offbeat category, Woes of the Awakened, check it out. I really appreciate your heartfelt post, Exilus. I appreciate it. All right, so moving on, there's actually another article I came across, and it was posted by Now. The user is Now, and it says, "Critics say you libertarians are soulless materialists." I don't know what you guys think about this, so go and put your comments below at the bottom of the article. If you sign in, you can post your comment. I'm really curious to see what you guys have to say about this. And then lastly, there's this awesome mission, and it's by the Resistance Group, one of many awesome active groups. And the mission is simple. It asks you to list, what are the top five subjects you feel people should be talking about? So there's anything people have already posted. There's anything from Monsanto and GMOs, which we've seen a lot about lately, to the Federal Reserve, war crimes, economic collapse, preparedness. You name it, it's on the site. So it's great that people are already saying that this is what they want to see more of. So you think you can change the world? Well, those of you that can and those of you that cannot are both usually right. So lastly, I wanted to say that if you haven't signed up for your free e-subscription for the InfoWars magazine, this is the October edition, number 2, go to InfoWarsShop.com to buy it in bulk, or you can go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for it there. We'll be sending out the digital copy hopefully in the next few days. So go ahead and sign up ASAP. And then also, don't forget to follow us, Planet InfoWars. We tweet out. We have an @RealPIW. It's @RealPIW. So you can find any of our tweets. You can also do a #PIW. You can find us that way. And we're also on Facebook, /RealPlanetInfoWars. Or you can find us through Alex Jones's Facebook. So we're just trying to keep you updated. We ask you questions. We want to see what you've got going on. We like to tweet out cool missions that we find on the site. We like to send out articles. So if you kind of get intimidated, the website Planet InfoWars can be a little messy because there's so many cool articles and there's so many cool groups and missions. So we try to narrow it down a little bit for you there. And thank you, Patriots. You all are talking and we're listening. So till next time.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. My friends, Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are launching a new salvo in the info war because there is a war on for your mind. You know that the globalists are trying to get everybody online and only online so they can control and surveil information and also erase books, videos, whatever they want to en masse. That's why we're launching our answer to the internet kill switch, InfoWars Magazine. The first issue, we printed over 90,000 copies of a September issue, and it sold out in less than 2 days. So get your copy of the new Technocratic Elite issue today before it sells out. Again, we cover from the technocratic social engineers' own words, their own admissions, their plan to take over our society and replace us with robots. But we don't just stop with the rise of the robots and the end of humanity, or will humanity survive the singularity? We get into the government buying now 1.6 billion bullets against the American people. We get into Big Sis's surveillance of this magazine and my website, InfoWars.com. We cover QE3 and what hyperinflation means to you and your family. Whatever you do, don't look back later and wish that you would have taken action. Take action now. People have never been more ready for this information. People have never been this hungry, starving for the truth. And it is contained in the new issue of InfoWars Magazine. This is a time capsule. It is so important we get it out to everyone. If you subscribe now for 12 issues, we will give you the first issue absolutely free. So that's 13 issues for our 13 colonies. Part of restoring the spirit of 1776 worldwide. Again, go to InfoWarsStore.com and order 10 packs, up to 100 packs at cost, and give them out to people in your area. The response last month was incredible. People are hungry to actually hold this information in their hands. You can also subscribe and get 12 issues delivered to your door and get the first inaugural issue free. I'm Alex Jones, thanking all of you for your support and making our operation a huge success. And we are back on this Friday edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Now, this story is focused here in Austin, Texas, where this television show and my radio show originates from. But what's happening here is being duplicated, not just here in Austin or in the United States, but all over the world. Environmental treasures are being taken over by corporations and by governments. And many times they're done in the name of the environment. So you have a counterfeit environmental movement that says carbon dioxide is evil. You need to pay a global government for human development. But let's not worry about cross-species genetic engineering that in all the studies kills the lab animals deader than a hammer. Let's not worry about overfishing or clear-cutting. Let's only worry about carbon dioxide. And here in Austin, where I live, they've shut down several of the power plants. The prices are going way up. Also, insiders who are allowed to keep operating make giant profits. And this has become a big national issue. While China and India and others can totally develop with dirty systems, we can't even have clean systems. And they block a lot of the renewable energy systems and only give us systems that don't really work. This is the post-industrial world that we're talking about, where the establishment admits they don't want us to move into the next wave of technology. They want to suppress us with old technologies while claiming that they are environmental stewards of the earth. The Rockefeller Foundation, over 100 years ago, brags about this. Now, it's rated as the number one pool in Texas. It is a natural spring-fed pool that comes out of the Edwards Aquifer. It looks like the Caribbean. You can see shots there just from my little digital camera. It's even better in real high def. I just shot that on my little underwater camera. And it does not do it justice. And it's got the endangered Barton Springs salamander in it. It's got 20-pound bass in it. It is simply amazing. And there are some small sinkholes over on the side of the pool where they divert the Barton creek around it. There are some small sinkholes where there are a few dozen small holes inside of the system they built in the 40s, the sidewalk. Now, literally, there's a city proposal, and I have it here in my stack I'm going to be showing you later, that admits for a few $100,000 they could go in and inject concrete in and absolutely fix the holes that are causing some of the lawn to go in and some of the creek water to get in to the spring. Now, naturally, the creek always flowed right over the spring into the Colorado River. And there's the American eel that's saltwater but comes and lives part of the life in freshwater. It lives there. It is an oasis. I've been all over the Caribbean. I've been to Central America. I've been to oceans all over. And believe me, it is world class. Number one in Texas. Many groups rate it in the top three or four in the country. It's in the top 20 in the world. So it's an amazing freshwater pool. And I tell you, it's rejuvenating. It really is the soul of Austin. It's one of the best things, if not the best thing, in Austin. So you're asking, watching this around the country and the world, why are we talking about this? Well, multifold. The pool has been used to take people's private property in the name of protecting the recharge zone. But instead, they turn around and then develop it for select insiders. So again, it's a great example of how they use environmentalism to power grab and then don't protect the pool. But now they've got a $2.9 million program. It was going to be over $6 million. And our guest we're going to be talking to in a moment helped fight this with a lawyer. And he doesn't call himself an expert, but he's been going to the pool for over 20 years. And I learned a lot from him, went and checked it out, and found out it was very accurate. So he told us where to look. He's got a lot of insiders inside the city that blow the whistle to him. I'll just leave it at that. And we found their info to be invaluable. I've now talked to city insiders that confirm what he said. I'm going to just leave it at that as well, so we don't let you know basically who they are here in this age of persecuting people that blow the whistle. But they're senior. The plan they've got for the pool, scientists believe, will kill salamanders. But they don't care. And they've got Friends of Barton Springs, that's kind of like a useful idiot cult that just supports whatever they say. It's the Agenda 21 Delphi technique, like we showed you last week, where you go to these Agenda 21 meetings and they go, you have five or six options, and then you've got to go with their options. There's no other option. And so again, by learning from this, we learn how they do this on so many other fronts. When they gave tax incentives to build Formula One on the aquifer and on a part of another aquifer, they called it environmental to cut down all the trees. They call it environmental. They want to cut the trees down at Barton Springs. I have that in the news. They say that's for the earth. So see, cutting trees down is for the earth now. So it's amazing what's going on in this Matrix-like 1984 world where the very developers that are destroying the environment are the ones now running the movement. So I'm giving you some basic backgrounds here. I want to go to some clips that Darren McBreen put together of historical photos. Close to 500 years ago, Spanish explorers came through. The springs were an extremely sacred site to multiple Native American groups who had, a truce not to war, with each other in the area. The Spanish thought it was very, very important. And then, I guess about 100 years ago, they began to dam up part of it so it had some deeper areas. It's up to 20 feet deep in some areas, so that people could enjoy it. And of course, it's part of a beautiful park that was donated by an Austinite, a Texan, Zilker Park. They've now announced they're going to start charging $5 to park there. They want to pave the other dirt areas where people park. They want to gentrify it, fancify it, as my guest calls it, and take it over. And here's the telltale sign. 2 years ago, they wanted to shut it down for basically 11 months. People got mad. They backed off. This time, even when we had their own documents, they were getting ready to shut it down this winter and spring, they would lie and say they weren't, to my face. Then they announced they're shutting it in a month. Now they're saying, well, maybe earlier. So we're seeing all the telltale signs of a takeover, and they're saying, we're not going to tell you which one of the four or five plans, the master plan, we're going to engage in. Once it's closed, we're going to tell you. So there's the basic background. But I want to play you a clip of one of the local well-meaning environmentalists out there, because they're not the ones getting the spoils. When Rob Dew was out there talking to locals about them shutting it down, they'd say, well, we're told it's not being shut down. Again, until we force them to admit it, they wouldn't even admit this till last week. And this is the same programs they use at every level. And this young lady's like, yeah, we're taking the land around Austin. They force you to sell for pennies on the dollar. But don't worry, it's to save the salamander. And Rob Dew goes, yeah, but are you building on that? And they go, oh yeah, shopping malls, golf courses. And again, they're not paying the people what they should for the land. They're forcing them to sell it. They use taxpayer money, and then insiders take that and literally have their friends come in, and they give them waivers to build on it. This is a giant crime being committed, and Austin is the UN model of this. As the report showed you last week, they say we're the model. What they're doing to us here is how they're going to enslave you in your area. So we're going to break that down in a moment, but here's a clip Rob Dew got of the well-meaning, useful idiot, it was saying, oh, yeah, we're taking all this land. This is just the latest phase. We're talking hundreds of thousands of acres total now. But then developing it. That's the great part about it. It'd be one thing if they took it and paid rightful price for it and made huge parks. No, they build on it. Here it is.
Everything in green is the protected area. So you see there's not really much protected areas 15 years ago. 2 years ago, this is the work that we did. All this land was purchased by cities or by the city of Austin or the county, and we use our funds and our political clout to encourage the city to purchase these lands for protection.
Has any of that been developed on?
Yes. So this does not mean there is no development. What it means is that the development is done in a sustainable and ecologically friendly way.
Which means they all selectively, the ones that control this and the development banks, the Rockefeller Foundation, as we reported, has 40 groups in Austin areas surrounding. They're taking everything over. Now, we're going to be going over this, and while we're talking, we'll be showing you some of the shots that I got just with my little cheap underwater camera. And Rob Dew also with a GoPro. We're going to be showing you some of that. But local artist and photographer, joins us here. He also has put out Ask the Light, Miracle Cards, Underwater Light Imagery, Heart-Centered Inspiration, Instant Meditation. Really, really nice fella that I've gotten to know. Brian Leonard, he's also here with his wife out there in the studio. I started talking to him a few months ago about this, or just about a month ago. And again, everything he told me, I went and checked out with all these documents that the city acts like they don't know about, and it all turned out to be very accurate. Brian, it's great to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Nice to see you. It's good to be here.
You bet. Just amazing photography of Inside the Springs and the cards you've put out. Really positive stuff. I'm going to rant and rave, obviously, but you've heard everything I've said. Correct anything that may not be exactly right, because, you know, over two decades you go there every day. I see you there whenever I'm there. And then break down from your sources and everybody, because privately you told me quite a bit. You're such a nice guy, you kind of hold back. Let them have it both barrels. I mean, you know, cutting down trees for the earth, all of this crap. Break down what we're facing with the soul of Austin.
I think the massive agenda of the master plan is what really has been incredibly offensive to anybody who really cares about the Springs. And what happened, the master plan was actually passed in 2009 under city resolution. And the first action that the master plan took was to attack the trees at the pool, threatening to cut down 80% of the trees. So now what they had going on was that they had specific trees that were kind of allocated to be chopped down based on what turned out to be a false tree study later on. But in addition to that, PARD came in and marked these seven extra trees. Now those seven trees, because I had been to early master plan meetings, those seven trees actually were in the way of what their dream development was for the Springs. So even with the faulty tree plan, cutting 80% of the trees down, that wasn't enough trees. PARD came in and in addition to that, added the seven trees. And it was really those seven trees that gave the giveaway that this whole thing was an agenda for development to happen at the Springs. So we fought that and eventually got them to stop putting down the trees, stop the trees cutting down, excuse me. But what happened next is... The way this thing actually got through is that the master plan is supported by this group called Friends of Barton Springs. And the leadership of Friends of Barton Springs are not really friends with the Springs at all. They are the public voice checkbox so that the powers that be can just say, oh, we talked to the public, we checked it off with them. But Friends of Barton Springs, I was at all the meetings for the trees. They did nothing but support the actual cut down of the 80% of the trees there. And all the meetings I've ever gone to, Friends of Barton Springs is continuing to support development, 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 development.
Sure. I mean, that's the globalist corporate UN Delphi Rand Corporation technique. They admit they have handbooks where you get a group, they call them the stakeholders.
Yep.
And then it doesn't matter if the poll says, you know, 90% of Austinites don't want to pay tax money to build a sports stadium or build Formula One. They go, oh, but we have this Friends of Formula One. And they just always rubber stamp, and then they get little goodies and get to go on trips. They're like the joke lapdog, and that's what SOS has basically become, and all these other groups that are involved. And so, I mean, I've had them come over and confront me and go, it's not going to be bad. We're going to do all this and that.
Yeah.
And then the plans to build condos above it, they just want to cut down those trees so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they wanted to come in, and chopping down the trees would give them that big homogenized footprint. And right now, I think one of the biggest agendas that I have most concern about in relationship to the bypass tunnel that you brought up is this new surface. They want to resurface the entire bypass tunnel, which is completely unnecessary. And by doing that, what they're doing is they refuse to use the concrete pebble aggregate that is a natural-looking surface now. And they want to use some kind of slick, modern surface with these embedded info tiles, and I believe that's so they can Disneylandify the springs.
By the way, we talked about this. Another spring, a Deep Eddy nearby that they see as the alternate. I was there with my children just a few weeks ago, and it's slick as glass. And I thought, what is this eugenics-based government to kill us? And you said, oh, you don't know about that controversy. And it's got the mayor's name all over it. It's literally, whoever thought of a pool with a slick surface. Tell folks about that.
Oh, I think it's generous to say there were some engineering miscalculations made in that particular project. I wasn't involved in any of that. All I know is that it seems to me responsible at adults who are caring about the safety of other people, especially in the area around a pool, would decide upon a surface that would be a lot more supportive when wet.
Now, but you told me about what the insiders at the city said. Can you tell them about what they're getting ready to do? You said they have the lifeguards right now, people that get hurt?
Oh, no, I know for a fact. It wasn't necessarily inside information. It's just some information that's coming around is that they're taking notes and stuff at the springs. I mean, Deep Eddy. The lifeguards are taking notes who falls when and where so they can kind of know where the slickest parts are. But I heard that the city's actually trying to get a record of enough injuries so that then they can sue the contractor or something like that.
When they're the one that asked for this thing in the nanny state so your feet won't get hot. And to be clear, if I can have a document cam shot right here, right over here by the diving board, there's a big oak tree right here. And because there's a tiny little one-foot dead limb up at the top, instead of cutting it, they wanted to cut that tree down. Instead, they've put a big, giant yellow ribbon, police ribbon around it, so no one can go in the area saying trees are dangerous. So they want to cut all the trees down. We now learn so they can build stuff on it. Saying trees are dangerous, they might fall on you.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how they use the nanny state for anything. Again, we need to cut all the trees down because it's for the environment, and then you get the plan, which we have. They want to build on all of it.
Yeah.
The University of Texas with Bevo crap everywhere.
Yeah.
But continue with what else they're planning there at the springs.
Well, I think you're exactly right. That's what their agenda is. They wanted to remove the trees so that they could build whatever they want to build. And now what's up, what's going on now is this thing called the Grounds Improvement Project. The Grounds Improvement Project really is threatening to rip out the trees basically behind the diving board so that they can put ADA access ramps down to the pool. We actually fought them and got them to stop. They were going to pour a big overlook place right on the south lawn, just pouring concrete on what everybody...
Because it's already completely accessible. I've talked to handicapped
folks. Yes. In fact, what happened in June, there was a meeting that the stakeholder meeting where the joint committee had the public show up at a special meeting on the South Hill so that they could find out how the public felt about this grounds improvement project. And what happened was the public was overwhelmingly against the project, including people who had relatives with disabilities were speaking out that their disabled family was already able to enjoy access to the South Hill, and we all spoke out against it. There was a subsequent meeting I was out of town for that 600 petition of 600 signatures was brought before the Joint Committee. They completely ignored. So the public overwhelmingly is against the grounds improvement project. But how they cause the public, in my opinion, to go to sleep is that what they're proposing is that they'll move the gate to the other side of the trees. There's a row of back trees right at the end of the boundary of the park there. And so by giving the trees, they've kind of put everybody to sleep. Oh, we're getting more trees. Don't look over here while we completely rake out the trees behind the woods and put in a whole ADA ramp and pour granite and stuff and also pour a parking lot in the back. And my concern is that with what I was saying about earlier about the proposed surface for the bypass tunnel, is that when they put that new artificial surface looking thing in there, if they do, what it is going to cause is a really aesthetic nightmare because it won't match the otherwise natural pebble aggregate that is everywhere else at the pool, on the stairs, everywhere else. So be like, oh, we have to redo this thing. Let's make it all look plastic.
But again, what this story for people watching around the country is about this. It's the process of deception where they wouldn't say they were going to close it, even though we had their own documents. Then they said, oh, no, we're not, when they were already planning it. Now they've announced it. And then now they're saying, we're not going to tell you how much of this we're going to do in these different phases. And their real plan says 11 months closure, but then they're telling the public, oh, it's only closed for 3 or 4 months, maybe. So, again, this is all about a giant power grab. And even the Austin Chronicle had to, you know, talk about how it's a boondoggle to select friends and consultants. And it's just the same Absolutely. Story of how they can spin cutting down beautiful, healthy trees, saying it's for the earth.
Well, what they do is they propose this grounds improvement project, and they have some things that sound good. But like you're saying, there's no telling what they're going to do once they actually get the permission and funding to go ahead and start making the changes at the pool. Because already where there's committees set up for public oversight, the oversight's not there. They're completely ignoring the public.
Well, I want to be clear. Let's roll some footage while he's talking.
There's no telling.
Of all the great underwater footage we've got over by the diving board and other areas. Roll some of the beautiful pool for people. Because, again, this is the tactics that they use everywhere to do this. And then I was actually lectured by friends of Martin Springs just the other day saying, this is for the earth. Okay. And I said, how is cutting trees down? He goes, they're dangerous. And he's pointing at trees that are totally healthy and beautiful that I sit under. But again, it shows how they can spin anything. It's for the earth to chop the trees down. But then I was talking to a scientist, I'll leave it at that, and she works for the city. I mean, she didn't really even say, don't say this on record, but she did say, oh, but I don't want to go too far because, you know, the city. But, I mean, it's admitted that when they drain it down to 1 foot, it's going to kill most of the salamanders and the salamanders that are in the other side pools like Alyssa. So it shows they don't give a damn about the salamanders that they've used to steal hundreds of thousands of private acres to build on. It's all just an excuse for them to power grab. And it's so disgusting to me that they're going to do this, and I don't know, it's just amazing.
I did find it quite controversial that they were considering allowing the epoxy, which was going to be the new surface covering the thing, when it's known to be very toxic and would have to be maintenance or replaced every 6 months. Where is all that epoxy going to go if not into the springs?
Again, they want to make it like a light bulb that breaks in a month instead of 20 years later.
Exactly.
They want to kind of medicalize it like they've done people where it's just constantly got to be upkept. And that's what the Chronicle said. They said the word is from insiders, and I talked to some people, they said, no, that is the plan, is they're just going to bankrupt it. Well, that's what they're saying. They're going to charge the park when they've never done it, when we already pay for all this, and they're going to raise the rates. They're just going to turn it into Disneyland so that all the damn yuppies feel good going there.
Well, that's exactly the point, and I think the current Parks Department director has a history of commercializing the parks, or has given the parks corporations a corporate responsibility. And the cities then take a percentage of what the park yields.
It's like toll roads taking over existing roads and ripping people off. They're taking over Barton Springs.
Which is what I think the grounds improvement really is about, and the kind of the gentrification or the fancification of the covering up the top of the bypass tunnel is so that they're dressing her up so they can look nice. If she can look nice for the corporate client that they eventually want to rent her out to. That's my really concern about the grounds improvement project and the resurfacing of the bypass tunnel, is that it's a gentrification move in order for the city to then have a nice looking product.
By the way, it looks great. It's cool that it's old concrete and stuff.
Exactly. I mean,
separately, the boondoggle issue. A couple $100,000. I got the plan right here to inject concrete. They say it would make it not have the little leaks. I mean, you know, a little bit of the lawn going into the bypass tunnel. I'm sure people document cam shot right here.
Right.
I mean, all they've got to do is inject concrete in these spots, and then that's the end of it. But no, No, we can't do that. No, no, no. We have to totally take it over. Now, you were telling me how you guys and the lawyer fought it was going to be $6 million, and that's in the news 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They were going to shut it down for even more than 11 months.
Yeah.
And $6 million to fix some holes and take over.
Yeah, there was common sense has definitely not been applied to any of this, as you know.
Oh, wait, it's common sense to give $6 million to your buddies.
Well, there you go. I mean, if you follow that line of logic, and, of course, then the people in the park suffer because of that type of thinking, is what's problematic around the world as well as here in Austin. But there was some people that got involved and really did. If it wasn't for the public's own involvement and looking into the engineering schematics that were the reality about the bypass tunnel, the city would have spent that over $6 million. But because of citizens' involvement and showing that that was actually inaccurate and a complete overestimate, they actually had to back off. And now it's only $2.9 million, which I haven't done the research, but I agree with you. It probably could be done for a lot less.
Well, they have an alternate plan that Rob Dew found on the city website from 2.5 years ago when they stopped it. I mean, they actually had city engineers and groups go, no, we can just fix this.
Yeah. Well, one thing for sure that I've heard, that they could fix it from the inside in a much shorter period of time without having to close the pool and without needing to resurface the surface at all. So in my opinion, the whole resurfacing thing is part of the gentrification process to redress the pool in order to sell it to a corporate client or to rent her to a corporate client eventually.
Now, again, the Chronicle says they have sources saying that. What happens at the meetings when you guys bring up, hey, you want to rent this out to corporate clients as they're now doing other parks?
Well, that isn't really brought up that much at the meetings, but I can tell you that the meetings, when the public does bring up common concerns, they're not very well listened to. In fact, the Friends of Barton Springs is often afforded much more time to speak, and the public is, I mean, I've been yelled at for me to just shut up and stop saying what I was saying when I had to do a speech. I mean, the leader of the group was literally yelling at me to stop talking. When I only went 30 seconds over my time, whereas Friends of Barton Springs leaders talking, he comes upon his time limit, and they're looking for people to offer him more time, you know. It's not a fair. It's supposed to be.
What do the toadies get? And while we're rolling this, we have some other footage, like under the diving board, and you know, it shows some of the big fish. There's a whole bunch of footage that I want to roll for people in the background because, you know, I mean, the camera really can't capture how pretty it is. My issue is,
yeah,
they're going to basically drain it, and some of these areas are, you know, almost 20 feet deep. I mean, that is really going to kill the wildlife. I mean, I'm not a hydrologist or a biologist that studies water life, but I mean, I know that when you drain that down to a foot, as they're going to do in the deep end to do all this, I mean, it's going to be curtains for the wildlife that's in there. But again, I guess the wildlife's an excuse to steal property. It's not really about the wildlife. It's just a set piece.
I think they do use the wildlife to just, well, they're using the environment and environmental concerns to pull in people who would otherwise be caring about the environment. This is how they got part of the public to turn away from resisting the grounds improvement projects by giving them the back row of trees. Oh, you have new trees. Don't mind the concrete that's being poured everywhere. It's to restore her to her rightful glory.
Which that's a quote.
That's Friends of Barton Springs' motto. They're the ones, the main group who supported
the idea that it's broken. It's like, we're going to restore you.
Yeah. Like, nature needs our help because she's not doing okay as she is. So we're going to pour some concrete here to make it more accessible for people. You know, I'm all into access, but
it's an excuse. It's a power grab. What type of goodies do the minions get for being the puppets they hold up at city council?
You know, Alex, I've asked myself that question and I've tried to figure it out. And I think their egos are so weak that they actually, a pat on the back from the big dog is sometimes enough for a person to betray their community. And that's certainly what I've seen. I don't think there's necessarily any Swiss bank accounts when the people are just like voting along. There's a lot of pressure.
Sure, not down at the useful idiot level, but it is banks and bank accounts up higher.
There's money going through people's hands.
My God. Tell folks, you're talking about the lawyer and who stopped the $6 million.
Yeah. Well, he did some research and he found out that there was, that it was completely unnecessary. He went and found the actual original blueprints and found out that what they were proposing was actually unnecessary because they were saying originally that if they didn't put this giant 3-foot tall by 3 feet wide concrete wall and then anchor the existing bypass tunnel to that wall, they were saying that the bypass tunnel would just flip over and float into the pool. I mean, it was ridiculous.
And they're still pushing that. It's kind of like that congressman that said that islands float.
Yeah. Whereas the engineers that actually, when he had engineers look at the original blueprints, says that's impossible. There's rock. This thing's not going to float away. But that was part of the justification they were using to come in there and really pour a huge lot of concrete on that side of the pool. Again, they use any excuse to over-exaggerate the contract so that the friends can make money, but on the other, at the same time, so they can gentrify the pool and support their agenda of fancifying it. And what I believe is that they want Disneyland there so that they can rent it to their corporate.
Well, previously, let's show it 100 years ago. It was Disneyland in private, and then it became a park. So we'll show some of those black and white photos. So it's now going to basically revert back to a donkey jumping off a high dive into a bucket.
Perhaps that's what Friends of Barton Springs means when they say to restore her to her rightful glory. They want a circus.
Well, they used to have a circus there and a deep end. Did you know that they even had mules jumping off diving boards and stuff? I didn't know that until I did research.
I had no idea.
I guess that's the rightful glory.
Yeah, rightful glory is a strange thing if that's the case.
Well, it's definitely pretty amazing that all of this is going on. And the nanny state made them take out the big diving board. That diving board was there when my mother was a child.
I know. I wish it was still there.
I've had Friends of Barton Springs people walk over and go, even if I'm talking to a lifeguard about it, as you know, most of the crew, the people, the city people, they're on our side. They know the truth.
Yeah.
The low-level folks. But don't put words in your mouth. I want your view on that. But they've all told me. I'll be quietly talking to a lifeguard going, Yeah, they're going to close it in the middle of next month. Yeah, we heard that, but they won't tell us. Oh, no, it's in the document. Just check it online, which they now admit. And a guy will walk over and go, I'm Friends of Barton Springs. They're up there all the time.
Yeah.
And who are you? And how long have you been around here? And I'm like, well, my family, founded Travis County, basically. And they're like, oh, well, still doesn't matter, And it's not that I play that card on people. It's just when they go, how long you been to this pool? What do you know about it? It's just bizarre, their attitude.
Yeah, I think when you know that you're being that deceptive and basically betraying the population that you're supposed to support, you're naturally going to be defensive. But again, all I've ever seen them do at the meetings, and I've been to many, many of the meetings, is support whatever development it is. Even if we actually got them to stop. They were going to put these 12-foot-tall by 6-foot-wide huge columns, two columns like that.
I saw it. It looked like Disneyland.
Yeah, giant columns. Friends of Barton Springs, we'd like the committee to go ahead with this, approve, no matter what it is. It doesn't matter what the architects throw on the table. Friends of Barton Springs is always there to check the box and say, public voice approves this.
Well, let me tell this story.
Public voice does not approve it because there's a majority voice that are not, at this moment, in favor of the current grounds improvement project. There's over 1,100 people signed this petition that I put out to get this grounds improvement project to stop so that the committee can do what they're designed to do, which is listen to the voice of the public instead of go ahead with this continuing development agenda.
You're right. And again, this GoPro does not do justice, ladies and gentlemen, to how pretty it is. But
no, it's so beautiful there.
I mean, there's all those little valleys and things. You can swim around. There's eels. It's despicable because anything good, they're going to take it over. And the establishment environmentalist, I was at Hamilton Pool, a collapsed cenote, for those that don't know, outside Austin, one of the top pools in the country. And I was there when an environmental group was there openly hissing that humans shouldn't be allowed to be here, only their group. And that's what they've done all over the world. They come and shut things down,
yeah. And
then only select groups are allowed in. And most of the Hawaiian island chain now,
yeah. Dozens
of them, it's shut off only to these groups, and then it's these high-priced tours. It's really the rich elite, the Rockefeller Foundation and others. They want this stuff shut down to the general public. And it's just despicable. I mean, we already have so few green spaces, and here we are in Austin. In fact, we did a report on that a few months ago where they bought tens of thousands of acres and have put fences up around it and don't let the neighborhoods go in and use it as parks, and they admit because they don't want you to get used to using it because they're going to give it to developers. What was that area outside town you guys went to and interviewed the former county commissioner? It was John Bowne we sent out to that. That's one of our reports. I mean, it's just incredible how they have scrambled all of this.
Well, the thing that's been most exciting for me being on the ground at what's happening in Barton Springs is that the Friends of Barton Springs have continually acted like the pool is their own private pool. Same kind of attitude you're talking about.
They're like, hey, who are you, man?
It's their private pool. And the way I got invited into that kind of the backdoor meetings before the master plan was ever originally approved by the city council, I went to city council to complain because in 2008 there were a lot of floods in Austin. And it was taking like 2 weeks for them to reopen the pool. I'm a swimmer. I want to swim every day. So I went down there with my camera. The lifeguards just sitting around. Nothing happening. They could open the pool, and sometimes as quick as 3 weeks, 3 days, if it's a minor flood.
Anyway, no, it's a power trip. It's about training us.
I had had enough. And so I went down to council, complained about this, told them, and actually they fielded my call, and for the week you have to wait before you go in, they asked me all the questions. I was too naive. I didn't know at the time. But what they were doing, they were preparing their defense. So they already knew what I was going to say when I got there. When I got there, I complained about the situation at the pool. They called their experts up, and they, you know, rebutted what I said and kind of defended. But what I was done, then I was approached after the meeting, and I was invited kind of into the back door. And that's how I found out about the master plan. And basically, they go, oh, we have an active voice here, somebody who has an active voice. Let's invite him in and let him choose the color of the bathroom tile that we're going to put in. And I found out, to my surprise, a lot of people really go for that.
So well, no, it's the reflected glory. It's the reflected glory. It's the power trip of feeling like you have a seat at the table,
exactly.
Even though government people and corporations literally call them useful idiots.
Yeah.
That's a Lenin term. They are known as chumps.
Yeah.
They are known as jokes.
Yeah.
And they've taken everything over. They're going to take this over if we don't stop them. I mean, like we were talking about that one question that you never got to.
Yeah.
What is the feeling of the employees that work there, the lifeguards, the city employees? I mean, what response have you gotten?
I mean, my feeling, you know, and these guys remain pretty quiet because, you know, they work there. But my feeling is that most of them agree with, it's really hard to say because Friends of Barton Springs has clouded the water with its kind of...
Everybody I've talked to says they agree we're right.
Yeah, well, the grounds improvement, I don't think it's going to make many people happy at all. I mean, there's a very small group of people, the Friends of Barton Springs, and a few people that they've convinced that their way of thinking is correct. And then, like, I have that petition was over 1,100 people. I think that represents probably 100,000 people if those people got all their friends to sign. People are against the Grounds Improvement Project, and I think that would probably include the staff.
Could just give the developers $2.9 million as a ransom, and then they could just keep the money and not do the work. But I guess they just come back again later, though.
They find another way in. And the way that's really upsetting is that the way they get in is because a localized group is willing to betray the desires of the community and then sell that as the public voice to the powers that be.
Yeah, our stakeholder, Friends of Barton Springs, they agree with this.
Exactly. That's what I've seen happen over and over and over again. And if that wasn't happening, if the Friends of Barton Springs had not been used to create and support the master plan, then the development that is in the master plan would not be threatening the springs right now.
Well, let's be clear. They won't say how far they're going to go in the master plan. Correct me if I'm wrong, the city's set to vote once it's closed on other stuff. So they're just going to get it closed and then do whatever they want. Because I was there about a month ago swimming at about 8 a.m. I was swimming 2 miles that morning. And I'm literally swimming along. And I don't normally have these type of thoughts. And I said, you know, they're going to have TSA here sticking their hands on our pants or something. Government's ruining everything everywhere.
Yeah.
And I said, I just can't believe it's still, you know, old-fashioned good. And I had this bad, and then I look up and like 12 bureaucrats are there, people with hard hats. So I get out, I walk over, I start listening, and there on the sidewalk, on the little side ramp, you know, where it's got a raised little wall by the grass, they have out these plans, and they're going, this plan will take 11 months, this plan 9 months. There's no way we're gonna get this done by March. And I go, excuse me, what are you guys doing? We're looking at a mermaid over the water. It's actually what they said, like I was an idiot. I was like, oh, mermaid in the water. You know, here's a scum citizen asking a question. Yeah, exactly. We're looking at a mermaid, little man. What are you doing asking our questions? They're all, how we're going to do this? And they're like, look, see that little hole? We got to fill that.
Yeah.
But I was hearing them all admit, they were talking about 11 months. Right. And I'm like, oh, really? How long is it closed? Oh, we don't know there, Sonny.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, well,
we don't know there, and I just heard them say 11 months. So what's going to happen when they don't open this in March or April, like they say? Because they've got the fine print saying it may be longer.
Yeah, it may be longer. And I was there the other day when they were...
Do you swim year-round here, folks don't know, because it's constant spring water temp.
Yeah, absolutely. I swim all the time. And they were there the other day, and the people who was kind of the city public relation person about the bypass tunnel project was given a lot of language that suggested it was not going to be finished by March, which is what they said. So we definitely don't know. And one thing they kind of are very articulate about doing is making sure that the public doesn't know. And that's how they keep the resistance down. That's what's going on.
Yeah, and they get off on such power trips when these Friends of Barton Springs come over. I go, so how long is it really closed? And they go, They just, ooh, I know, and you don't, you scum American. And I'm in with the government. They pat me on the head. And again, this is a microcosm of the entire country. Austin is the model of this.
Yeah, I'm afraid you might be right. I really hope.
Oh, no, no. I mean, we had the early report. The UN says we are the model of the entire world of how to take over towns and cities. And as long as they say it's the UN, well, that must be liberal.
Well, I know here with the stakeholder group of Friends of Barton Springs, it has definitely supported some really disturbing type of developments at what is known by anybody who asks. Barton Springs is the soul of Austin. Everybody knows that. It's the jewel of the Parks Department. Yet the Parks Department won't take care of it. And they only, not now they just want to put development, development, development. They say, oh, we're finally taking care of it. Don't stop the master plan. We're finally taking care of the springs. Well, I don't think that taking care of the springs includes paving the hillside and making all the kind of developmental changes that they keep wanting to push. Now, these are only the short-term plans, and we've had to fight. The short-term plans have already, suggested this level of development, but they have long-term plans could completely reface the pool. They want to move the entrance, not to the cool entrance where it is now, but the giant rotunda, which opens to nothing when you walk through.
No, no, no. They're going to turn it into a Disneyland with biometric scanning and a metal detector and a grope down. I mean, you're going to have a TSA-style person. They're going to ruin it. They will. It's their religion.
Well, I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but...
I mean, we talked about these people. Their archetype, their religion is hijacking things. And anything people like, they got to run it.
It seems strange. I don't exactly understand the agenda, but I do see more than I would like to see. And I can tell you that being involved like I have since 2008, that I've learned more about the internal workings of city politics, which easily reflect the national and international stage. I've learned more than I've ever wanted to know about what people do and why and what the agenda really is and how people can take something that's so precious to the entire population and make it their own little pet project. For the smallest amount of gain, it really upsets me.
Well, it's disgusting. And again, we're going to get this report out to everybody. I hope people all over the country will check out what's happening in their area as well. Because, again, this is happening all over the place. And they're trying to make the national parks more and more inaccessible. They are just trying to do everything they can to power grab under the guise of the environment.
Well, that's what I've seen happening here. The development just wants to push through, and of course, again, the motto that I never can get out of my head, to restore the springs to her rightful glory. They wanted to chop down the trees and now pave concrete on the South Hill, rip out the trees behind the diving board, all in the name of restoring the springs to her rightful glory. And I want to know how nature can be more glorious than she already is.
And charge the park.
Exactly. They're going to start charging on the backside once they pour what I heard is going to be impervious cover right there at the springs. They're not.
That's
even,
for the earth.
Yeah, well, they're not even.
They only take the property with impervious cover. It's an excuse to get property.
Yeah.
But then I wouldn't be surprised if they don't, dump uranium in the pool or something, knowing them. I mean, it's like that's what they do.
Well, they're a very destructive force, and it would be nice to
listen.
See
my wife worked for springs. My wife worked for PETA.
Yeah.
Okay. And she got up into the inner circle. They were eating T-bone steaks. She said, hey, I really care about animals. This is a cult. And she told me this stuff when she got offered a big book deal when she was just my girlfriend 14 years ago. And I said, don't take the book deal. This is too crazy.
Yeah.
The stuff she told me. And then later, off of the book deal memorandum she did with a major publisher, they went and found investigators, went and did it themselves and never paid us, which was fine because we didn't want the money. But she was telling me stuff and I knew she wasn't lying, but it was so crazy that I said, no one's going to believe this. It's all the stuff that came out about PETA. I mean, it was amazing. Just everything they said they were, it was the opposite. And I'm telling you, that's what these people are. It's a big joke to them. Of course they're going to cut all the trees down and pour concrete.
Yeah.
While they take somebody's farm 30 miles away, saying it's for the earth because they can't have a barn on it. And then they turn around and build a shopping mall on it. That's what this joke is.
Yeah.
I've been to Smart Growth conferences. They laugh at you. It's Bank of America, major developers, Michael Dell. It's a joke. It's an excuse to enslave you.
I've seen them use excuses to do a lot of things that the people are against. And I see it right here at the local level. The people are against this project. They don't want it to happen, yet they're forging ahead. It's still coming to council vote. I hope maybe perhaps the council will get some common sense, perhaps change their agenda, maybe wake up and listen to the people for a change.
I don't think so, because that's why they're keeping it all quiet.
Well, that's what they do. I mean, and even with the meetings I was going to with the trees, when the people start to have momentum, what they do is they change the location and the time of the meeting that very day of the meeting. So you get to the building, the people who are hard to mobilize anyway finally show up at the building where the meeting's supposed to be, and oh, there's a little tape on the building. Here's some remote address nobody's even familiar with. That's where the meeting is tonight. So as soon as the public gains any momentum, they start playing all these games to continue to allow the public not to participate.
Yeah, and that's what this is about. It's Agenda 21. It's the globalists in action. In studio guest, Brian Leonard, OceanLightArts.com, OceanLightArts.com. Be sure and check that out. Beautiful photos inside the spring.
Thank you.
Man, I tell you, I've been ranting and raving here. Any other points you'd like to make that we forgot to cover?
You know, my whole feeling about it really is that for me, the thing that has bothered me the most is that the small organization, Friends of Barton Springs, has acted like they're the ones who care about the Springs the most, and they don't. They were the guys who most supported. They were the only supportive voice during when they wanted to do the tree slaughter. And then as soon as the trees were saved, the Friends of Barton Springs showed up as the new tree stewards. And for weekends and weekends on end, had their booths out there saying, oh, we're the tree stewards, we're the tree stewards. But they've done nothing but support development at Springs, and they've done nothing to support the life of the trees at the Springs. So for me, it really is, I want the public to get more involved and maybe just make your way down there to council. I found that they do actually listen if you can show up with some presence, and that's what I would like to encourage the public to do, because without it, they're just going to forge ahead with this agenda.
Brian Leonard, thank you so much,
thank
buddy.
Thank you, Alex.
And I guess I won't, when they close it next month, if it's 11 months or longer, I won't get to see you.
Well, hopefully I'll see you down there tomorrow morning swimming.
Yeah, well, we'll probably show it. It'll be all the weird UT alumni people, and we won't be allowed to be there. They'll be having a tailgating party, have a jumbotron over the...
Well, if it gets to that way, I'm breaking in.
I was actually thinking about that. We just climbed the fence.
Yeah,
they'll call us terrorists on the news, though.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Oh, man, I tell you, these people will ruin anything. I can't even fly with my kids now because this TSA will try to grope them. I mean, they'll just ruin anything. Anything good, these people will ruin. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, man, I appreciate it.
We're going to end the show here. I'll see you and your wife out. I want to thank you for coming in tonight.
Sure.
Folks, that is it for this extensive edition of InfoWars Nightly News. You know, we covered all of the domestication of the population with the Obama phones and, you know, the so-called free this and that. There is no free lunch. This is all about control. And we've covered what's happening at Barton Springs, which I'm sorry if, you know, you're coming here next spring or summer from out of town to see it, you ain't getting in. It's probably still going to be closed. Because a pack of scum took it over. Or hopefully putting enough pressure on this, they won't, and they'll actually open it up next spring. Then they'll say, you fearmonger, see, it was never going to be shut. Doesn't matter if their own plan says 11 months. Doesn't matter if I saw the engineers with the stuff out. You know, it's just incredible how much tyranny we've got, because control freaks that crave power, well, they're motivated and we're not. So it's time to get motivated, like Brian Leonard was just saying, because he's just a private guy. He didn't really want to come on the air, but he's informed. So I said, hey, come down here and talk about what you've experienced the last 20 years with Barton Springs that you've been swimming in it. You know, my mother's been swimming there since she was a baby. But I don't know how long, because UT's involved in this. I'm not just attacking Bevo and all that. UT's the prime group behind it, which isn't even a university. It's a mafia front group that owns sports teams, you name it. It's just amazing. Okay, we are out of time. Again, if you're watching this video in Austin, show it to your friends and family and get involved. But if you're watching it somewhere else, again, this is happening in your area. Go investigate. You'll find it, because there's so much to be stolen and fed off of in the public trough. And anything that's loved and admired, people are going to want to take it over so that they can use it for their own selfish ego purposes instead of just wanting to swim in it. See, we just want to swim in and have it happy and good. They want to take it over and turn it into Disney World, as they do everything, or Times Square. Okay, that's it for this edition. Great job to the crew. Don't forget to support free speech. Web 2.0, that's InfoWars.com, but Print 2.0 is InfoWars Magazine, the technocratic police state takeover issue. Subscriptions, shipping's included for a yearly subscription. It's at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't forget, if you're watching this show later out there on the web, and don't even believe the info we're putting out, but believe in free speech and alternative media, be sure and get a $5.95 membership monthly to PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. And it's really one membership of six memberships there at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's your support that has allowed all this to grow and flourish. So, again, I want to thank you all for your support. Until Sunday, 4 to 6 with the Sunday show, and until Monday with the radio show and the weeknight news show, have a great weekend and be safe. God bless.